local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Welcome into a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. It's Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening on a busy Tuesday, February 6, 2024. Just a couple of minutes away from our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. We start, as we always do, with our top three stories today. The mother of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly has been found guilty on all counts in her historic involuntary manslaughter trial.
On count one of involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin, we find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Jennifer Crumbly's son, Ethan, shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in November of 2021. She'll be sentenced April 9th, while James Crumbly's trial will start next month. Also, the House is set to vote to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sometime today. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson says that ahead of the vote, Mayorkas engaged in a complete dereliction of duty in his handling of the southern border. And President Biden is blaming Donald Trump for the near collapse of the bipartisan Senate border deal.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't, even though it helps the country, he's not for it.
And Biden said Trump would rather weaponize the immigration issue for political reasons than actually solve it. He says Trump has been threatening and intimidating Republican members of Congress to vote against the package over the last 24 hours. Biden called on Congress members to show some spine and back the bill, which he called the strongest this country has ever seen. Those are our top three stories today, just shy of 4:15. Austin has today's traffic and weather updates.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We only have minor congestion if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, but it does appear to be worsening as time goes on, as it typically does, so be on the lookout for that, please. Also, if you are traveling westbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, we've got some issues developing in that area as well. Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got a lot of backups there. But where you're going to encounter the most issues is if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area. We've got a huge accident report that's causing major backups there. It happened near Oriole Beach, and it's basically going to have you backed up to Gulf Breeze, so very backed up at this time. We also had an accident report on Navarre Parkway. If you were driving southbound on Highway 87 and trying to get onto Navarre Parkway traveling west, we've just got some minor issues there also.
Skies will be all clear as we head through tonight, and most areas will see overnight lows between about 40 and 45 degrees. Now, during the day Wednesday, it will be sunny again and beautiful. High temperatures mainly low 60s. Some spots may be just a little bit warmer, and we'll continue to see dry weather for the next several days. Now, there is a chance for rain over the weekend. At this time, it looks like that's more likely late in the weekend as we roll through Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. A lot to get to here locally. City of Pensacola today says more work is needed at Miraflores Park after ground survey crews say they found 45 unmarked burials using ground-penetrating radar.
The reason that Terra Explorations and myself recommended that additional survey is needed because there were unmarked burials found pretty close to the edge of the survey area. Because of that, it's in our best interest to survey the entire park to make sure that there aren't any additional burials, and there very well could be.
That's City Historic Preservation Planner Adrienne Walker. She says the survey crews will be returning to the park sometime between now and February 23rd to survey the eastern half of the park. And once the city receives the full survey report, they'll move forward with determining the best way to preserve the site. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. Couple of updates. Number one on the Malcolm Young Gym. City today saying thanks, but no thanks, to a latch-ditch effort to save the gym from being torn down. Unsuccessful in their arguments the gym could be repaired, the James B. Washington Education and Sports Group submitted a purchase offer of nearly $529,000 last week.
Yeah, I wrote them back and said we're not entertaining that at this point. And if the decision was after the March CRA that the best thing to do was to sell the property, then we would probably go through a more standardized process of that.
And that's from Mayor D.C. Reeves. This on Thursday, the city council will vote on awarding a contract to demolish the gym. Mayor Reeves has said the cost to assess and repair the gym could be as much as $3 million, and the city intends to use the property as affordable housing opportunities. Also, Project Pickle getting closer to reality now. Warehouse 4 Sports says the first phase of construction at the Port of Pensacola is starting soon.
The contractor's been approved to start fencing and civil site work. And just last couple things, evacuation plan and all that for the outdoors. We expect the final permit to be issued in the next 7 to 10 days. And I think the contractor's targeting the end of March, early April for phase one.
Reeve says the first phase will include 8 outdoor pickleball courts along with restroom and concession facilities. And the outdoor portion, once construction begins, should be completed in about 3 to 4 months. Also, a local attorney, according to Gulf Breeze Police, a local family law and criminal defense attorney was argumentative and uncooperative during a recent DUI stop. According to the arrest report, Craig Vygotsky was pulled over for speeding near Gulf Breeze High School a little before midnight last Thursday. The officer says he observed several signs of impairment, including bloodshot eyes, a distinct smell of alcohol, and slow speech. The report adds that Vygotsky demanded to know if the officer was a drug recognition expert and refused to perform standardized field sobriety tasks. He was booked and released from the Santa Rosa County Jail after posting $500 bond. That's where we'll take our first break. Coming back, state and national headlines. A busy Tuesday here at Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about several chase incidents that they've had recently and one with a chicken owner that didn't go so great. We also talked extensively about the proposal to build the Florida's largest flag in Santa Rosa County, bills that would change the definition and the penalties for prostitution in the state of Florida, and talked to Sam Abel from Gulf Breeze about the new city council member that the council picked last night, and why the council decided not to close off the intersection of Highway 98 and Shoreline Drive. Listen for yourself at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly 4:25 here. We will get one quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here. I hate to say I was right, but by golly, I was. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, towards West 9 Mile Road, that is, in particular, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, I hinted at there perhaps being worsening congestion there, and there already is. I'm assuming it's probably only going to get worse from there. So if you're on that road or heading in that direction, be on the lookout for that. Also, if you're heading westbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, we've got some backups there still. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, we've got some issues developing there. And also on Navarre Parkway, we've got some backups developing. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 from a traffic accident in that area. And let's see, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, the typical evening traffic giving us some issues there. And lastly, I saved this one for last because it's the biggest. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, going from Gulf Breeze to Oriole Beach, there's basically just a parking lot, as people would say, reaching quite far on that parkway there. It is still heavily backed up from a traffic accident we got earlier.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at our weather forecast, very nice day today. Sunshine 70 degrees, can't really beat that. Clear overnight 45, more sunshine on Wednesday 63. Partly cloudy Wednesday night and a low of 48 degrees. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a hostage situation at a Fort Myers bank ended with both hostages safe and the suspect dead. At one point, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marceno says the suspect had a knife to a woman's throat.
SWAT team was in place. When he presented deadly force like that, our SWAT sniper shot and killed the suspect. We were in fear for her life and her safety.
And this all happened at the Bank of America at the Bell Tower Shops. Both hostages were able to walk out of the bank unharmed. The suspect has not been identified.
And a proposed youth social media ban is moving forward in the Florida legislature. The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced the legislation on a 7-2 vote. Last month, the full Florida House passed the bill, which would ban most children from social media.
Well, we thought we were going to be doing some play-by-play for a SpaceX splashdown this afternoon, but that was called off late last night due to weather conditions, I guess. I that must have been elsewhere because, you know, I can't find much by the weather, but I'm not a NASA scientist or an engineer. So NASA and SpaceX scrubbed the re-entry for today. Not really sure. We don't really know if they're going to keep it at Pensacola. My assumption and my guess would be not. They maybe try to go to Tampa again or East Coast, off of the East Coast of Florida, which was where they were originally trying to splash down. The recovery vehicle, I believe, according to Studio 850, is somewhere outside of Port St. Joe's, I think. So maybe, you know, further that way. I will say, though, that if it is further eastward, kind of towards Tallahassee, very high possibility that we could have the sonic booms again, right, like we did the last time this happened. So, yeah, keep mindful there. We'll get some more information probably late tonight, early tomorrow morning, to see what NASA and SpaceX's plans are. But for now, the excitement is over for today.
And there is good news for Florida's manatee population. Governor Ron DeSantis says that there were record numbers of manatees in Volusia County and the Tico Station in Hillsborough County last year, as well as lower mortality rate. DeSantis says that he is asking lawmakers to approve more than $9 million for the state's manatee rescue and rehabilitation programs. As part of ongoing conservation efforts, 17 manatees are expected to be released back into Blue Springs tomorrow.
Yeah, a quick recap of our top three stories before we get to the Fox News update. The mother of Ethan Crumbly, the Michigan high school shooter in Oxford, found guilty today on all counts in the involuntary manslaughter trial. So she'll be sentenced April 9th. Her husband James's trial is set to begin next month. And obviously this historic because for the first time following a mass shooting, parents of the shooter being charged in connection to that. The House set to vote to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. That is scheduled for today. So far, no word on exactly how that vote is going or where they are in that process. Also, President Biden speaking out after the bipartisan Senate border deal appears to be collapsing, and he's putting the blame on Donald Trump, saying he would rather weaponize the immigration issue for political reasons than actually solve it. You buying that? 850-437-1620. We'll get our national headlines and sports news right after the Fox News update.
I'm Tom Graham. The future of a Senate border bill appears to be in jeopardy. President Biden spoke out on behalf of the measure today.
The president says he is still pressing Congress to quickly pass a border enforcement deal negotiated by Senate Republicans and Democrats. But if that bill fails, he says he'll tell Americans why.
Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no.
House Republican leaders quickly rejected the immigration measures as insufficient, calling consideration in the Senate a waste of time.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Historic relentless rains continue to inundate much of California. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass touring the flooding and mudslide damage.
We went to the Valley and Encino and Studio City with Councilwoman Rahman, where we saw backyards destroyed and cars swept down driveways.
At least four deaths have been blamed on the recent storm system throughout the state. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. At a time the price of sports rights continues to dramatically increase, Fox Corporation, Disney's ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery are reportedly creating a joint streaming platform to share sports assets. Citing people familiar with the plans, the Wall Street Journal says the standalone service is expected to launch later this year and will be available to ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Max subscribers, with each company to own one-third of the product. Boosted by a pickup in restaurant traffic, Chipotle Mexican Grill topped expectations for both earnings and revenue in the latest quarter. Net sales soared 15.4% to $2.52 billion. The chain said foot traffic was up 7.4% in the quarter, bucking an industry-wide trend of declining visits. The company also said it expects to open at least 285 new restaurants this year. Shares of Chipotle are up 2.75% in late trading. In today's regular session, stocks edged higher, the Dow up 140. That's your money now.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Join Great Southern Restaurant Group, the home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Valentine's Day, Pensacon, and other fun things you don't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Yesterday at opening night for the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce drew the biggest crowd out of players from both teams. One of the NFL's greatest tight ends ever entertained the media for over 60 minutes, and the crowd kept on growing by the second. There's no doubt about it that Taylor Swift's boyfriend is clearly the biggest talking point of Super Bowl week. And we may joke that Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map, but clearly their relationship has taken Kelce's popularity to new heights. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road is dealing with some issues still. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, maybe you just got off of I-10 West, you're going to just experience the issues basically starting there. Pretty run-of-the-mill stuff for this time of day. But where you're going to experience the most issues, though, is if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway from Gulf Breeze to Oriole Beach. We've got a pretty major accident report there that's still causing standstill traffic in the eastbound lanes over there. So that will hold you up for a pretty decent amount of time. We also had an accident report on a Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, while there's still congestion in that area, it does not look like it is nearly as severe and should hopefully be dying down shortly. And lastly, similar can be said if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Clear skies tonight with overnight lows running mainly between 40 and 45. Sunny on Wednesday with highs between 60 and 65. And dry weather does continue for the next several days. There is a chance for rain on both days over the weekend, but it's more likely to fall on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. About an hour ago, SpaceX posting on X, Dragon and the AX3 crew are set to depart the space station no earlier than Wednesday tomorrow at 9:05 a.m. Eastern time, so 8:05, so pretty much the exact same schedule that they were going to follow today. Pending weather at the splashdown locations, which is plural, so they don't specify anything more than that. They posted a link to the SpaceX.com, where they say they're targeting no more than Wednesday, February 7th, blah, 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 re-entering Earth's atmosphere to for splashdown off the coast of Florida. So they're not specifying where exactly off the coast of Florida, but I do not believe the locations is accidental. So it seems like all of the possible spots are in play,
yeah,
depending on the weather at each of the individual sites. So, you know, we'll see. I would imagine at some point tomorrow we can get clarification again, because I'm sure the FAA will do its thing and say, tell pilots, hey, stay away from the area at this time, and then we should know more. But for now, I guess we'll see if about 30 miles off the Pensacola coast is still in play for a SpaceX splashdown. So we'll see there. 4:40, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Around the national headlines and what's happening around the world today, Donald Trump is still not immune from prosecution in his federal election interference case. A U.S. appeals court today said Trump does not have presidential immunity from charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The federal case was originally set to go before the 2024 election, but Trump could still appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court and push the trial start date even further. I'll take care of the second one since it so closely, follows
related.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Congressman Gates is spearheading an effort to get House and Senate members on the record about whether they believe Donald Trump engaged in insurrection during the Capitol House riots, or whatever you want to call it. He's introduced a resolution declaring Trump did not engage in insurrection, and he wants a floor vote in both chambers.
It's not the job of the states, and especially not the job of some bureaucrats in Colorado, to make this assessment and interfere with the rights of voters to cast their vote for the candidate of their choice.
And as we talked about yesterday, on Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to remove Trump from their state's primary ballot.
And former Fox News host Tucker Carlson says that he has an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin coming out soon. This comes after Carlson was spotted multiple times in Moscow over the weekend. Tucker said he has a duty to tell the truth about what's happening in the war between Russia and Ukraine.
All right. Nevada is set to hold one of the more confusing presidential contests this week. The state is holding a presidential primary today and Republican Party-run caucuses on Thursday. So the Democratic governor at the time back in 2021 and Republicans started fighting over scheduling and procedures. So I guess there's just two of them. Donald Trump is competing in the caucuses against an unknown businessman and is expected to garner all of the delegates. So,
okay,
all right.
Yeah. The Maui Police Department has released a first probe into the wildfires that broke out on the island in Hawaii back in August. The report found that emergency dispatch was overwhelmed by call volume with wind and flames leaving Lahaina without cellular or Wi-Fi capacity. It went on to also find that officers needed the training and tools to respond, recommending police vehicles now be equipped with a breaching kit to clear routes.
And finally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East to promote the framework of a hostage release deal.
We put forward, as you know, a serious proposal that was aimed at not simply repeating the previous agreement, but expanding it.
Now, Blinken met with Egypt's president and is expected to meet with several Qatari ministers as well. This comes as Israel's defense minister said that the country is now focusing on the Gaza Strip's most southern city as it's Hamas's last stronghold in the region. 4:43 right now, what's happening in the world of sports today, Austin?
Well, we'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader tonight. We got Mavericks at Nets at 6:30, and that'll be followed by Bucks at Suns at 9 o'clock. But the NBA is also doing something unique to their court for All-Star Weekend. The league announced on Monday that a full video LED court will be used for several events at Lucas Oil Stadium. The new floor will make its debut for the Celebrity Game on the 16th and stay for the three-point and other skill competitions on Saturday night. The high-tech court will feature design and color changes, live replays and other video content, and real-time game stats along with other animations. So they're really getting futuristic there. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles will open next season in South America. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced on Monday that Philadelphia will be the host team in the inaugural Brazil game on Friday night of kickoff weekend.
Interesting. So yeah, we're going to have Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I heard about this whole Brazil thing, but Friday, it's amazing how Friday night is what threw me off more.
Well, you know, it kind of makes sense, I guess, because at that point, college is had its opening weekend, but, you know, college pretty much leaves Fridays alone. Of course, high school. You know, so you know, if this is just a one-off, but who knows? I mean, I think the NFL would love to, you know, take over every day of the week.
Oh, for sure.
But interesting. So, yeah, high school football on that weekend, you know, we do have some high school games just talking about here locally, and we do have Thursday kickoffs usually, and then, of course, Friday, which is, you know, probably week two or three of the high school football season, so... Right. NFL in Brazil that day. Interesting.
Well, and that's the thing. Like the NFL, I mean, it's done Europe games before, but hell, it's reached out from, it was in London and then it was in Munich and then what? They did some games in Mexico, right? And now they're reaching
Mexico,
South America.
They're in Spain looking at, you know, Barcelona. Real Madrid's got a new stadium.
This is just their empire expanding. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was said, I don't know if it was by Goodell, but somebody was reporting that the NFL eventually is going to have it to where every team is playing at least one international game a year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So there you go. 4:45, health, business, and science after traffic and weather.
All righty. So let's see. Pine Forest Road actually not looking too bad at the moment. We've still got some mild backups if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, but nothing too severe. Do have a recent accident report on, this is Pensacola Boulevard. If you are traveling northbound towards Broad Street, that's just past the I-10 area there. It appears to be causing some mild congestion. Once again, nothing too severe, though. We also have another accident report if you are traveling on Beverly Parkway. This is near where it meets Rock Island Plaza. Is that what PL means? Yeah, Plaza. We've once again got mild congestion there. Nothing too severe at the time, though. Beyond that, you are going to have a lot of issues from an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. That's basically going to have you backed up to Gulf Breeze. So it is looking very backed up at this time. And Caroline Street, if you are traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got heavy backups there.
Clear skies tonight with overnight lows running mainly between 40 and 45. Sunny on Wednesday with highs between 60 and 65. And dry weather does continue for the next several days. There is a chance for rain on both days over the weekend, but it's more likely to fall on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Meta says it's working to label AI-generated images on all of its platforms. The tech giant said it's working on technology that will identify and add labels to images created by third-party AI tools. This comes as Meta is preparing for the 2024 election and the possibility of AI being used to spread false information. I don't think there's possibility. I think it's definitely.
Oh, no, for sure. Well, Dustin, we've heard about that with like the voices and stuff being used. Apple is warning people not to wear the company's new virtual reality headset while driving. Good call. The message comes after an NYU student from Palo Alto, California, shot a video of himself wearing a pair of the Apple Vision Pro VR goggles while driving a Tesla on autopilot. The student said his goggles were set to transparency mode so he could see the road.
All right. Dollar General is soon going to carry fresh fruits and veggies. The new choices include salad mixes, strawberries, potatoes, and tomatoes. The items will hit around 5,000 locations across the country and will begin to appear as early as next month.
And a record 68 million Americans are expected to bet on the Super Bowl this Sunday. That's according to a new survey from the American Gaming Association. The number of Americans placing bets on the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers is up 35% from last year.
You know, I think I've put in a few bets once before for the Super Bowl, and it was kind of on the frivolous stuff like, will the over-under for the national anthem be this? What color Gatorade will the winning coach get poured on?
I've heard
those
that
types
before,
of things.
Yeah.
Prop bets, obviously, a big thing. And Friday, we'll go over some of the more popular ones because I always like talking about those. Pop culture notes here. Big news in the world of country music today. Toby Keith, dead at the age of 62, died peacefully last night, surrounded by his family. Keith sold more than 40 million records over the course of his career.
And Taylor Swift's legal team is threatening to sue a Florida college student who tracks celebrities' private jets. Jack Sweeney told CNN that he received a cease and desist letter from the Taylor Swift, or from the Taylor Swift,
yes,
over social media over the social media account that he runs that tracks her private flights. Sorry, I always get flustered when I talk T-Swizzle.
Yeah, very hot about this.
Yeah, Sweeney also ran a site which tracked Elon Musk's private jet before Musk shut it down. That's weird. I don't know why you would do that, especially with someone like Taylor Swift who's had a lot of stalker trouble recently.
That's definitely true. I read about this a little bit more. So Sweeney apparently does this as a way to bring awareness and kind of to call out the irony of carbon emissions and things like that. So he's like, hey, this is how much Taylor Swift is doing and her private jets and everything like that. Carl Weathers, of course, he died on Thursday in his sleep, but he'll still appear in FanDuel Super Bowl commercials. They did say they would make adjustments to the commercial, which already showed Weathers in teasers, but he will still appear in the ads on Sunday. 4:50 right now. We'll take a break there. Got wacky stories and good news still to come. Pensacola right now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton.
Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got a lot of backups in that area. Same can be said if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10 West there. Also have an accident report on Pensacola Boulevard if you are traveling if you are traveling northbound towards Broad Street, we've got some backups in that area caused from an accident report. Once again, nothing too severe, but just something to keep an eye on. Also had another accident report on Beverly Parkway near the, it's where Rock Island Plaza meets Beverly Parkway. Once again, not much, if any, congestion in that area. Same cannot be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. That's basically going to have you backed up all the way between Oriole Beach and Gulf Breeze. It is just a parking lot at this time. I don't see that dying down anytime soon. Still a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We had an accident report there as well. Lastly, if you are traveling westbound over or on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting in into downtown Milton, you're going to have a lot of backups there.
Skies will be all clear as we head through tonight, and most areas will see overnight lows between about 40 and 45 degrees. Now, during the day Wednesday, it will be sunny again and beautiful. High temperatures mainly low 60s. Some spots may be just a little bit warmer, and we'll continue to see dry weather for the next several days. Now, there is a chance for rain over the weekend. At this time, it looks like that's more likely late in the weekend, as we roll through Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Just seeing this come across my desk, I need some time to digest this.
Okay.
But here it is. So ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are launching a joint streaming service this year.
Okay.
They will release the sports streaming service sometime in the fall. Doesn't have a name yet, but the companies say it will consist of all of the broadcast and cable networks owned by Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers. So that would include like TNT, TBS, I think, that carry sports, including ESPN Plus. Subscribers will also be able to bundle the product with Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. So I don't know if this is like, okay, so are they, because I have YouTube TV, people still have cable. So are we saying that all of ESPN and all of Fox's stuff, because Fox has their own thing, ESPN Plus has their own thing. So are they doing that like in lieu of, or is this just in addition to, and this is just another subscription that we're going to have to get if we want to watch certain, I don't know, but that
I'm not sure either,
but yeah, a lot of people are, you know, losing their minds over that. And as the future of media and how we consume it continues to change. Wacky stories today. Question for you, Austin. Somebody on social media asked what I think is a great question. You're offered the chance to flip a coin. Tails gets you $1 billion. Heads gives you continuous incurable hiccups for your entire life. 57% of people say they would flip the coin. Are you among those 57%? Or
oh, my luck is terrible. I don't know. I honestly, I do not know. I'm not sure. I guess I would have to say no, because if I can't give you a definite answer, then I'm not risking it. So no, I wouldn't do it. Would you?
You know, it's interesting because if I hit the $1 billion, then obviously I'm never working again. But
I was about to say, you and I talk for a living.
But hiccups suck.
Right.
But having hiccups while you're talking on the radio is pretty bad. So not only can I lose that a chance at $1 billion, but I may have to find a new career, which I'm not necessarily prepared to do at this point. So yeah, that's an issue. Also, last month, a teenager in Iowa named Eli launched an Instagram account called Peanut Butter Eater 16. He promised to eat 1 tablespoon of peanut butter for every 50 followers he got. He quickly found himself in a jam after more than 100,000 people followed him in a single week. He's around 115,000 now, which would be around 2,300 spoonfuls or 72 16-ounce jars. Thankfully, he and his parents thought better of it. He stuck with the plan until day 6, when 20,000 people followed him overnight. At that point, he says he'd eat a cup of peanut butter or half a jar for every 10,000 he got. But even that's been a challenge. His mom says he's gone through 7 large 64-ounce jars in the past month. That's 28 pounds of peanut butter that he's eaten the last 30 days. Good news here, a little bit of good news. A new trend called scarf bombing. It's been a big hit in the northern U.S. and Canada this winter. People are knitting scarves and leaving them in random places for anybody to take. They usually have a note attached that says something like, hey, if you're stuck out in the cold, take this gift to keep warm. I like that idea. I'm not sure it would work here in Pensacola, but maybe we can think about a summer-esque type of thing that would work.